Hey, and welcome back to the PMP Network. We have one of my idols growing up. That's right. It's going to make him feel old, but he's not that much older than I am. Rob Grill from the Grassroots is with us. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Terrific.
This is great to have you on the show. I'm, of course, completely unprepared here because I don't have any materials in front of me, but I know enough about the group to know... you know, you guys have been around for a while and had incredible
yeah.
success.
Well, we'll just have a little chat then.
Yeah. I remember the song Feelings. I think that was the first one, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't the first one, but that's interesting that you remember that. It's one of my favorites.
Wasn't that one of the first hits?
Actually, Where Were You When I Needed You and Live for Today were out before that.
Let's Live for Today, yeah. That's right, yeah.
So are you a native of the Boston area, are you?
I am, yeah.
So it was Feelings was played a lot up there?
Yeah, well, it was. But you know, here's an interesting fact here. Now, I understood that at one point you guys rehearsed around the area here. Is that true?
I rehearsed what now?
You guys, the Grassroots, rehearsed in this area, in the Boston area.
Oh, well, we might have, yeah.
Because one of the kids that we went to school with,
uh-huh.
a guy named Robert Golding,
okay.
had told everybody he was Warren Etna's first cousin.
I don't know. He may be.
And he said that the Grassroots would always rehearse at his house in Randolph, Massachusetts. And I'll bet you that's not true.
I bet you that's not true, too.
Yeah. See, I knew it, you know?
Okay, he's out.
Now we're talking about Warren Epps. Now, what's going on with him?
He's I don't talk to him too much. I live in Florida and he lives in Los Angeles. He's a manager of other bands like Rage Against the Machine, I think it's called.
Rage Against the Machine, yeah.
Rage Against the Machine, Faith No More, and you know, some of those, you know, real, you know, contemporary groups.
So he's on the management end of things, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And he's doing well.
Now, who is there any other original members of the group besides yourself?
No, huh? The last, there was four of us originally, and I've been the lead singer and bass player, and it's been 33 years now. And Warren and the other two guys left, not all at one time, but, you know, around in the early 70s. And, yeah. you know, as each guy left, you know, he was replaced.
The good thing about it, I guess, is the fact that the voice of the Grassroots was really you.
Absolutely.
So that hasn't changed at all.
No. So it sounds like the Grassroots, I mean, because it is.
Yeah. Now, you see, you mentioned the Feelings. That's not my favorite song.
Oh.
My favorite song has got to be Midnight Confession.
Oh, well, that's probably everybody's favorite Grassroots yeah. song, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I'd Wait a Million Years love that song
I
as
love
well.
That, too. Well, we could just go on and on with
yeah.
this list, right?
Well, Where Were You When I Needed You had some great lyrics. I'll never forget when that came out because I sat and I said, you know, every guy, no matter how old they are, especially like in their teenage years, with the breakups and the women and all this stuff, what a great song that captured it all.
Yeah, cool, thanks. Well, that's a lot of the tunes we did, that's what we were kind of looking to stir up in people.
Now, who wrote that particular song?
P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry.
That's right.
Steve Barry was our producer for the whole Grassroots run, and P.F. Sloan was a co-produced for a couple of first albums, and then he kind of went off on his own.
P.F. was on the show a little while ago, actually, and I remember that song came up, as a matter of fact, and he has a new Eve of Destruction version called Still the Eve of Destruction on.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You had him on, huh?
Yeah, I had him on the show, yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Good
How's
guy.
He doing? I haven't talked to him in years.
He's doing great.
Super.
Kind of a recluse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he always was kind of like that.
He's an interesting guy, but
yeah.
I always enjoy people who write songs. Now,
yeah. He's a great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got songs that nobody's ever heard that are just fabulous.
He's got one of the best. Now, have you written anything yourself?
Yeah. Warren and I were, Warren Etner and I were like king of the B-sides. We would, but you know, we'd write songs for the albums, and then we'd also, you know, because we had success, other production, publishing companies, and writers would send us their best material. And Three Dog Night was on the same label at the same time, and they would get a lot of those tunes too.
Yeah.
So we'd, you know, mix them up on the album, songs we wrote and songs other people wrote. But you know, it turned out that most of the best songs. Were written by other people, so we wanted to put out the best song possible, so we did that.
Yeah, you're just jogging my brain here. Dunhill ABC, was that it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's tough when you get old, you kind of forget those things. Now, you're going to be coming into the Boston area.
Yes.
Tell us a little about it. You're going to
be
at Moseley's?
Well, tomorrow is the 29th.
Yeah, tomorrow you're going to be
in Dedham.
At Moseley's at the Chowls.
Yeah, Moseley's on the Charles.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right on the Charles River.
Yeah, and you know, we always have a great time when we come to Boston, and we're really looking forward to it. And we got a show there tomorrow night. I think the show's at 9 o'clock.
I'm hoping to see you.
Yeah, terrific. I hope everybody comes down.
I'm looking to check it out, and hopefully everybody listening here will check it out. Where else are you going to be playing after Boston?
Well, then on tomorrow's Friday night, Saturday night, we're going to be at the Foxwoods Casino in, I don't even want to try to pronounce it, but it's someplace in Connecticut.
Ledyard, Connecticut.
Mashantucket.
It's in Ledyard, Connecticut, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's a great venue.
Oh, yeah, I've heard lots of good things about it, you know. And
you haven't played there before, huh?
No, we did the other big casino up there. I'm trying to remember the name of it. The
Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, that's the one. We just did that recently, and that was a good venue, too.
Yeah, at Foxwoods, I have seen Billy Ray Cyrus and Donna Summer there.
Yeah.
And really, you can put on a nice show there. They have a great audience, and the acoustics are good, too.
Terrific.
So it's a nice venue to go to.
Terrific.
And what's after, after that?
Well, we're just buzzing around the country. This is our season's starting to slow down a little bit, but next weekend we'll be at in Wisconsin at the Ho-Chunk Casino. And then Saturday the 6th, we'll be in San Diego, California, doing a show with Gary Puckett.
Oh, really? How's he doing?
He's doing terrific, and he puts the show together every year for a charity. It's like a battered women's shelter.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go out there and pitch in and help him out.
I saw Gary about 3 years ago at some venue, and he started out and didn't sound that hot, and then by the third song, he was sounding just like he did before.
Yeah.
What an incredible voice he has.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's not just, Gary was probably singing good. Sometimes it just takes a while for the house guy, you know, to get the PA working right.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with that? I mean, you're going to all these different places. Do you ever have a problem with the
Well,
the sound
you know,
system?
I mean, it's sometimes it just takes, like, you know, probably what happened on a Gary show that night. You know, it just takes a couple of songs for the guys out there to get, you know, tuned into what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's when you're on the run every night, that's how it goes.
Do you ever have times where you don't want to play the same songs over and over again?
No, absolutely not. We, you know, the response to those songs every night is fantastic, and that's what we're working for. And I'm happy to have all those hits to play, and I'll play them a jillion times if people will let me.
I mean, you talk about those hits, and there's got to be four or five different grassroots greatest hits compilations out there now.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about putting some new stuff together?
Well, we're actually doing putting together a live album that we've been recording all year in different places, and we'd like to put that out. And I don't know if that we will, you know, we'd go out in record stores, but it's something that we'd sell at the venue when we're in town. So that's people keep requesting it, so that's what we're going to do.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because when we spoke with Bobby Sherman and Davy Jones and some of those guys, Hermits, Peter Noon, they did the same thing. And they told me that, you know, they don't really make money off some of these old records. They don't make tons of money on it, so that they put it together themselves.
Exactly.
And reissued it, and now it's theirs. And
yep.
They put their own label together. Are you going to do your own label?
Yeah, exactly. That's that's how you do it.
That's really the way to go about it, I guess.
Yep.
Any chance for a reunion of the original members of Grassroots?
You know, I don't think so, because, you know, it's been such a long time, and I don't know if it's a couple of them are even, I know that Warren's not playing anymore, and I don't know Rick Kuntz and Creed Bratton, what they're up to, but frankly, the guys that I've got now have been with me for 15 years, and I mean, they were selected to be in the band because they're fantastic musicians, and so, you know, yeah, I mean, if one of those guys came in to one of our shows and wanted to sit in, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But a reunion of all the original guys, nah.
Hmm. Where are you from originally, Rob?
Los Angeles.
When you were growing up, what kind of influences did you have in music?
Well, the Beatles, you know, the English invasion came, you know, so to speak, with the Beatles and Dave Clark Five and everything.
Hmm.
That's when myself and lots of other guys and the Turtles and everything bought guitars and drums and started rehearsing in garages.
Yeah. What was your big break?
Well, the big break was when we sent our demo tapes to, we sent them to a lot of labels, but ABC Dunhill really liked them, and they signed us. And so, and then we were very fortunate. We had 14 top 40 hits over the next 8 years.
That was it's an amazing streak.
Yeah.
From Let's Live for Today. What was the final one?
The final one?
Well, the last.
Well, the last one that charted was a song called Mamacita. That was in 75.
Yeah.
And it was a hit in some places. It just didn't take off everywhere.
What was it like, though? I mean, you guys were all together at that point, right? in 75?
Yeah, yeah, right.
What was it like when the hits weren't coming like they were? Was it a tough adjustment for you guys to make?
Well, you know, it just, you get a little frustrated and you just, you think maybe you should change, and then you think, well, no, it's a tough thing, and just, I don't know how, if anybody can explain why it ends, but, we're very fortunate because people still want to come out and see the show and hear all those songs, so.
They sure do, and yeah. They'll be coming down tomorrow night to Mosley's on the Charles.
Yeah, Denham, man.
And then Foxwoods,
yeah.
And all over the country, just to check it out. And do you have a website that people can check it out on?
No, I sure don't, but we're working on one right now.
Yeah, you may want to get one. That way you can sell them on there, too, your CDs.
There you go.
So you make some money all over the place, Rob.
Super.
Rob Grill from the Grassroots. Thanks so much for coming on, Rob.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Take care.